Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, this message wraps up our series on being resilient, about how God wants us to be resilient as we face the challenges that we face in our lives, whether the ones of today or the ones that we just have in ordinary times. But the fact of being resilient means that we need to be both stronger and more flexible. Now, as we looked at it so far, we have looked at what it means to be resilient, about looking at the key relationships and how they help us and how we need to invest ourselves in those. We've taken a look also at what it means to be honest when we make mistakes, but part of resiliency is then learning from those mistakes so we don't repeat them. And today, we're going to take a look at two more things that can help us be resilient in our lives, and that is rest and lament. Now, rest, I realize we're all pretty familiar with because rest is an important part of our lives, but that's something that we need to focus on as well because many of us don't rest quite as well as we should. That includes me. But then there's this thing, lament. And lament is something that we need to take a look at for our resiliency as well, because lament can help us become more resilient, but it's tricky because it's related to something close to it, but not quite the real thing, and we get tripped up on that. Now, the thing that lament is similar to is complaining. Now, every one of us is prone to complain, even though we know that we're not supposed to complain. We're taught in kindergarten that complaining doesn't get us anywhere, but we still do it anyways. And despite the fact that we know that complaining doesn't help us, we do it so often. And the tricky thing is that complaining is a cheap alternative to lament. And the reality of it is part of the reason that's true is because they start in a similar place. The reality of this is that we have to be careful because they're similar, but not the same thing. Now, the other part that's challenging here is that we know all of us are prone to complain about some of the challenges we face in life. And that doesn't do anything for us. Now, the reason that they're very similar is because they start in the same place. They start with being honest about the current realities that we're facing. And when you're complaining, actually, you're doing that probably pretty well. All of us complain every once in a while, and we know that when we hear somebody complain, sometimes they actually are very accurate about what's going on. But then they often stop there, and that's the problem with complaining, is that complaining stops with only describing the problem. And that doesn't help us build resiliency. Moreover, when we complain about the problem and don't do anything about it, it just is not getting us anywhere. And that's the difference between complaining and lament. In lament, we start with describing the reality no matter how hard it is, but then we do one more very important thing, which is to invite God into the situation and to remember that God is with us. And that is what changes lament from being simply complaining to something that God wants for us. Now, this is something that I know that some of us can get our heads around, but for many of us, most of us, myself included, having a clue as to what this sounds like and what this looks like can help us. Now, as I mentioned before, we're leaning on the work of Dr. Todd Bolsinger in this message series, in his book, Tempered Resilience. And he has drawn attention to a really helpful biblical poem that gives us a glimpse of what this looks like. Now, the particular biblical poem that he's talking about and referring to is Psalm 22. And in Psalm 22, we get a glimpse of what this looks like and how we can understand how this is actually a form of prayer. Now, the person who wrote Psalm 22 was facing really serious challenges in their life. We don't know what they were, but as they describe it, they were facing circumstances that made them think that God wasn't with them anymore. And here's how it sounds. This biblical poem begins with the author of Psalm 22 describing how harsh reality is for them and how much struggle they're going through. And then it helps them get to move forward because they invite God into what's going on. And here's what it looks like. It starts by this. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Now the good news is that the biblical writer didn't stop there. The biblical writer then reflected on the reality of what they believed and knew to be true about God because God had been with the ancestors that had come before. And the person then believed that it could be true for them that God would be with them no matter what as well. And so he continues describing and makes this shift. You are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Now when they write this, we hear the difference of what happens when we bring God into our lives. We change the way we talk. We change our hopes. We change the way we see the world. What happens is this. Remembering God is with us turns our complaints into laments. Remembering God is with us turns our complaints into prayers. Because when we do this, it helps us remember that God is with us no matter what. And that's one of the things that changes the way we look at the world and the way we can make it through. Because we remember God is with us no matter what. Now, I've shared recently before that this is something that some of us are naturally more inclined to do, but it's something that many of us struggle with. And part of the struggle comes from the fact that, well, we think that when bad things happen, God is punishing us, or when bad things happen, it means that God is no longer with us. But when we remember that God is with us no matter what, it helps us to face the challenges of life. It helps us to remember that that's who God is. That God is not some perfect version of a human being. That God's not just some perfect guidance counselor or perfect butler that's going to do what we want. No, that rather God is a God who is with us in the midst of our suffering and actually experiences it with us. And we know this is true about who God is because it's who Jesus was. It's who Jesus is for us. And with Jesus being God, being the Son of God, that's what helps us understand that this is true about who God is and what it means for God to be with us. And when we remember that this is who God really is, then that helps us to understand that just because we can be honest about the struggles that we're going through, we can take the next step and remember that God is with us no matter what. And that is how our complaints turn to laments, and that's how we can help build resilience in our lives, because it reminds us that God is with us no matter what. Now that's part of what it means for us to face the challenges of life, but the reality is that facing these challenges is exhausting. Facing these challenges takes a lot out of us. And just because we can describe the reality, and just because we can graciously remember that God is with us, doesn't mean that we don't need help with what comes next. Because when we face the challenges, we still have to move forward, and that takes a lot out of us. Which means that we also need to have another part of building our resiliency, which means we need to rest and recover. We need to rest and recover from the efforts that we make so that we can move on and do the next thing. Now, many of us have a sense of how challenging this season is for some people. And for some people, it has been a very dry season. It's been a season where they had something to give and it's gone, and they just don't have anything left. And I know this is true for many people right now. Now, I need to affirm that there are many of you that are doing some things to help yourselves rest and recover. In fact, actually, just by taking time to listen or watch this message, you are probably doing something that is going to help you rest and recover, to spend time to recharge. But I also know that many of us are cheating ourselves at some of this, that we are pushing too hard, that we are moving forward at a pace that we can't control or can't keep up. And perhaps we thought we were going to get to the finish line, and then the finish line keeps moving. So for many people, this is how they feel in times like this. They feel dry. They feel worn down. But that's also part of the recognition of what the psalmist helps us see about what life is really like a lot of the times. He describes it like this. I'm a bucket kicked over and spilled. Every joint in my body has been pulled apart. My heart is a blob of melted wax in my gut. I'm dry as a bone, my tongue black and swollen. They have laid me out for burial in the dirt. I know that there are many people who are feeling just like that right now. And if you're one of those people, then you need to hear that God wants you to rest and recover. That God wants you to know that it is okay to rest and it's okay to recover. that part of you being resilient is to find some ways to do this. Now, some people struggle with this because they think that what this means is being selfish, that self-care is some kind of thing that they don't have time for, or that they're going to show people that they're selfish. Well, the reality is that self-care isn't selfish if you are living a selfless life. Taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others isn't selfish. What it means is that you are doing what you can so that you can pour back into yourself so you can pour it out again. That's what God wants for us, but God wants us to make sure that we rest and recover so we can pour it back into ourselves and pour it back out. Now, I realize there are people that needed to hear that they have permission to seek this. Maybe it's helpful that I have given you some semblance of that permission. But what is far more infinitely important than anything I can say is for us to remember that this is what God wants for every single one of us, which is to rest, is to find ways to recharge. And we need to pursue that, and that it isn't selfish, but it's actually part of what God wants for us. Now, I realize that there are many people who are feeling maxed out, that there are many people who are struggling to find ways to move forward. And if you're one of those people that is struggling to find a way forward, you have to find some time to rest and recover. But if you're one of those people who maybe has a little bit left in the tank, then you have been doing something right, and you are called to pour that out over somebody else so that they can experience the rest and recovery and resilience that they need. Now, I bet that you probably know somebody in your life that's in one of those two spots. You are in one of those two spots. And if you're that person that has something left to give, think about somebody in your life that you can bless with a little bit of help so they can rest. Maybe you've got a young parent in your life who is overwhelmed and you can do something to help them. Ask them how you can help them. A couple hours can make all the difference. Or maybe you know a first responder in your life and you can ask them for a way to help them. Now, the good soldiers that they are aren't going to tell you necessarily, so ask their spouse what you can do to help them. Maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a nurse, maybe it's somebody else. You know somebody that you can help and be a blessing to. And in this time, reach out to them to see what that could look like for them. And if somebody reaches out to you to say, hey, I can help you, this is a time where you can receive that. This is a time where you can accept the help that somebody offers to you so you can rest and recover. The reality is we can't just simply pour out and pour out and not expect to pour back in. We can keep pounding and pounding, but if we keep pounding, we're going to have nothing left. And God doesn't want us to run out of something to give. Rather, God wants us to be able to rest and recover so that that's the next step we can take, is to then continue on and go forward. Part of being resilient is to make sure that we rest so that we can move forward. Being honest about the challenges we face in life and inviting God to be with us is an important part of being resilient. When we do that, we are having a chance to pray a prayer of lament that will help us move forward. And being honest about our need for rest and our need to recover, that's also a part of our building of resilience. And God wants us to pursue rest so we can pursue being a blessing to other people. Well, now as we come to a close of this message and this series, let's remember that God really does want us to be resilient. God wants us to be both strong and flexible in our lives so that we can face the challenges that we have in our lives. But as we do so, we need to remember and never forget that God is with us at all times and in all the circumstances we face. And because God is with us, we can be resilient. We can invest in our relationships and know people will be there for us. We can be honest about our mistakes and learn from them. We can be able to pursue rest and recovery in our lives. And we can be honest about what we're facing, knowing that God is with us. Well, as we wrap up this message and this series, let's remember together that God really does want us to be resilient, that God really does seek for us to be stronger and more flexible in our lives, that God really hopes that we can reach out and be there for each other and have those key relationships to support ourselves, that we can be honest about the mistakes we make and still learn from them, that we can seek a time of rest and recovery, not because it's selfish, but so that we can keep being selfless in our lives. And yes, also, that God wants us to be honest about what we're facing, but also to remember that God is with us at all times, and God is with us no matter what. And when we bring all these things together, we can face the challenges of life. We can face the ups and the downs at all the times of our lives. God wants us to be resilient. God wants us to have these things in our lives that will help us move forward. Life has been and always will be filled with all kinds of ups and downs, all kinds of challenges that God wants us to overcome. God does not want us to be overcome by our challenges. Rather, God wants us to overcome the challenges because we are resilient.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.